Michael came back, and Judd and I were driving down to the game, and I said, Judd, you know, does Phil start Michael? I mean, he hasn't been here for, you know, 60 games, 65 games. And Judd looked at me and he said, Steve, as a general rule, when you have your own statue outside the stadium, you don't come off the bench.
There'll be other great players, no question about that. But what he's done to the game, I don't think anybody will touch his greatness. And that's why everybody's holding on here in the finish to just be a part of, if this is the last run, everybody wants to be a part of it and witness it.
The Bulls had gone to the finals five times, and five times they had won. The fact that this might be Michael's last chance made these finals the most anticipated ever. The Jazz had earned the home court advantage on the strength of their regular season, and now the world tuned in to see if Michael could beat the odds and win one last time.
Michael circles, spins, hangs, fires, scores.
In game one, the Bulls took the Jazz into overtime. But in the end, pressure led to them.
The previous year, although Utah had lost, they had proven to themselves that they could play with the Bulls. And then they win game one. I thought Utah was going to be the NBA champions.
And everybody, in some ways, didn't expect you to win. And the odds were stacked against you. And for once in your life, you were the underdog. You know, that was beautiful for me.
When he needed it most, Michael didn't find comfort in the championship banners he helped raise, but rather strength from the 7 years of defeat that came before.